This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. President Joe Biden is sticking to his August 31st deadline to complete the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan, despite international pressure to extend it. In fact, the Biden administration is ending the operation to evacuate Americans, Afghans, and third country nationals out of the country earlier than the deadline, so American troops can also withdraw on time. Biden said in televised comments on Tuesday, the sooner we can finish, the better. Each day of operations brings added risk to our troops. Biden said that as of Tuesday afternoon, the U.S. had helped evacuate 70,700 people since August 14th. He acknowledged, however, that completing operations by the deadline depended on Taliban cooperation on getting the evacuees into the airport. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki confirmed to reporters Tuesday that there are plans to finish evacuations early so the military can depart on time. She said American troops in Kabul are faced with increasing threats from a self-proclaimed branch of Islamic State that is active in Central and South Asia. Tuesday morning, Biden and other G7 leaders, those are the heads of the world's seven largest economies, met virtually to discuss the situation in Afghanistan. Several leaders pushed the president to keep U.S. troops in the country beyond the deadline to help with the multi-nation evacuation effort. After the meeting, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said the G7 had agreed on a plan to deal with the Taliban, providing they allow safe passage to Afghans wanting to leave the country even after the end of the month. But the Taliban have already rejected any extension of the deadline. Taliban spokesman Zabihullah Mujahid said the U.S. is capable of withdrawing its forces by the deadline. This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin said Tuesday that Russia would not deploy its armed forces to Afghanistan to, in his words, interfere in Afghanistan's domestic affairs. He said Moscow had learned the lessons of the Soviet Union's failed intervention there. Soviet forces invaded Afghanistan in 1979 under the pretext of upholding a so-called friendship treaty with the Afghan government. Unable to defeat Islamic resistance fighters, the Soviet government withdrew its troops 10 years later. Poland's prime minister said Tuesday that Belarus is purposely encouraging migrants from the Middle East to enter Poland to destabilize the European Union. Mateusz Morawiecki said during a visit to the eastern town of Kusznica that Poland's eastern neighbor is trying to systematically and in an organized way to destabilize the political situation. About 3,000 migrants, some of them from Iraq and Afghanistan, have attempted to enter Poland from Belarus this month, according to AP. Poland is denying them entry. On Monday, Poland said it would build a fence to keep them out. The Polish government said Tuesday it has provided tents, blankets, and power generators to the migrants who remain on Belarusian territory. Kathy Hochul has become New York's first female governor. The Democrat from Western New York assumed the office at the stroke of midnight Tuesday. She's taking control of a state government desperate to get back to business after months of distractions over sexual harassment allegations against former Governor Andrew Cuomo. Cuomo stepped down from his office late on Monday. Hochul's ascent to the top job comes as the state is dealing with a rising number of COVID-19 cases and an economy still hurting from the pandemic. A VOA correspondent in Afghanistan is reporting that female school teachers and other employed women in two provinces of Afghanistan are reporting harassment by Taliban fighters, even as a Taliban spokesman on Tuesday promised told VOA that there are new restrictions concerning the way they dress and work. A teacher in Takhar told VOA they're being required to wear chadari, which are full body coverings with small eye holes. It's a covering even more restrictive than the more familiar burqa. In addition, she said they want women to only be allowed to leave the house when escorted by a male family member. In Kabul, a female VOA reporter wearing a burqa was told by the Taliban she must cover her face as well. And the Taliban spokesman on Tuesday acknowledged there may have been sporadic incidents of violence or harassment and promised to investigate. Marissa Melton, VOA News.